75 degrees in Nashville, mostly sunny skies today. And in fact, we do have a heat advisory that begins at about 10 o'clock this morning and runs through tomorrow evening. A hint of why we're having that heat advisory today. We expect the feels like temperature, the heat index value, to be 112. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Election observers are expecting only modest turnout for voting in the partisan primaries. Early polls opened Friday. In Nashville, just shy of 5,000 residents cast ballots during the first 2 days. Among them was Benny Perkins. He just turned 71 and says early voting is efficient and flexible and is worth taking advantage of.
In today's time, it's never more serious to exercise your right and privilege to vote. Things are working against this nation as a whole when it comes to free voting, so we should stand up and stand up for our rights, you know.
Early voting continues through August 1st. Voters are choosing the Democratic and Republican candidates who will square off in November. Contests include governor, U.S. congressional seats, and the state house. The next man scheduled to be executed in Tennessee has won a concession in the courts. A Nashville judge is ordering the state to say whether a particular doctor will participate in the next lethal injection on August 13th, after that same doctor was involved in a botched execution in May. Participants in an execution are typically kept secret, but the judge found the state already identified Dr. Mark Walton Fowler as the physician involved in May. Since that failed execution, there have been widespread concerns about the doctor's inability to find a central vein after more than an hour of trying. The next man scheduled for execution is Daryl Hines. He's been on death row for 40 years and has been debilitated by a series of strokes this year. His attorneys argue there's a high chance the same doctor would jeopardize the procedure. In the wake of the failed execution, Republican lawmakers and faith leaders have been among those pushing for an independent review. Governor Bill Lee has not granted that probe, nor a moratorium. The school system in Montgomery County has determined the fatal bus crash in March was caused by the driver's, quote, unforeseeable sudden loss of consciousness. News Channel 5 reports the district is defending the driving record of its bus driver and says that a stroke or other medical event led the driver to cross the center line. The bus collided with a dump truck, killing two children. Their families have since sued. The district has also asked for a trial in front of a judge, not a jury. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.